Former Netscape head Jim Barksdale, one of the central figures in the Justice Department's 1998 antitrust trial against Microsoft, says he'd rather not use Microsoft's Internet Explorer browser, but he has no choice. Even though I have preferred the Netscape Navigator browser for good reason, I hope, to be my default browser, there are occasions when I go to the web and I get this Internet Explorer, Barksdale says. I don't want it on my machine, I really don't, but I can't get rid of it. His comments, made in a court deposition, connected with an effort by 9 state attorneys general to impose harsh penalties on Microsoft for hurting consumer choice, were released last Thursday after the Associated Press and other groups took legal action to gain access. One of the state's proposed penalties, vehemently opposed by Microsoft, would force the company to offer a modular version of Windows where computer makers and users could remove extra features like the web browser and instant messaging software. The states hope that that would give other makers of browsers, messaging programs, and other products a chance to gain more market share and provide more options to users. Barksdale and other Microsoft critics say the company unfairly mingles its flagship Windows operating system with other programs to shut out competitors. A settlement agreed to by the federal government and 9 other states would only make Microsoft hide the access to those programs, although they would still exist on the computer and could be invoked automatically by Windows. The government and Microsoft have defended the settlement in court. The federal judge hearing both the federal and state's cases, Colleen Colicatelli, indicated she would not decide soon whether to approve the settlement. An unscrupulous hoax has caused many people in the blind community to subscribe to an email list under false pretenses. Many subscribers to existing blindness-related email lists have received a message purporting to be from Eric of Freedom Scientific, inviting people to subscribe to a new official JAWS mailing list run by Freedom Scientific. Unlike many assistive technology companies, Freedom Scientific does not run an official list for JAWS, although it does sponsor a couple of existing lists. The real Eric Damry, product manager for Freedom Scientific's JAWS for Windows, confirmed to Main Menu that the list is a hoax. At the time of recording, though, the list still had 170 subscribers. Misrepresenting a company is a very serious matter. Freedom Scientific is interested in knowing who's responsible for this, as is Main Menu, so we can tell you who the cheat is. Any information gratefully received in confidence. The quality of health information on the web varies from the accurate and credible to the personal beliefs of unqualified people, according to researchers. Consumers who are taking more responsibility for their health can't always spot the difference. Research found that data on the information superhighway has improved in the past 4 years, but still has a long way to go. A separate study of 121 websites providing information on 5 health topics found the information on apparently credible websites is not always accurate. The study shows that features of website credibility have only slight or at best moderate correlation with accuracy of information in 5 common health topics. To deal with this problem, scientists in Germany have launched what they say is the first attempt to systematically collect information about the effect of cyber medicine on health and any harm caused to patients. The database of adverse events related to the internet is seeking information on patients who may have been harmed psychologically or physically because of information on the internet, or through web prescribing of medicines, misdiagnosis, or delays in seeing a doctor. The researchers hasten to add they are not implying that the internet is harmful to patients or the patient-doctor relationship, only that more information is needed about its effect on patients. More than a third of New Zealand households have access to the internet, according to Statistics New Zealand census data just released. 37% of New Zealand homes had some sort of access to the internet in 2001, but access was heavily dependent on income, location, and ethnicity. Over half the households with a couple and children, and 6 out of 10 who lived in Asian households, could lay their hands on the internet. But only 1 in 4 people in Maori families and 1 in 5 people in Pacific households had the internet at home or access to it. The gap also widened in lower income households that's $10,000 to $15,000, where only one in nine households had access to the web. There was also a gap between urban and rural users. 40% of households in urban areas were hooked up, but only 26% of rural homes were. Microsoft, which is working to improve the security and quality of its entire product line, said a critical flaw in earlier versions of its Internet Explorer browser could expose users' passwords, contacts, and other personal information. The latest security defect affects users of Internet Explorer versions 4 through 5, who are connected through a special security feature called a proxy server, according to a bulletin on Microsoft's website. An attacker could exploit the flaw to give the appearance that a user was visiting a particular website when, in fact, the attacker was sending forged content. The flaw could allow the attacker to search for sensitive information, such as usernames or passwords, the Microsoft bulletin said. The world's biggest software company is urging all people who use older versions of its IE browser and proxy servers to download a corrective patch immediately. Microsoft is trying to generate new revenue from sale of software that will deliver banking, medical, and other services using personal computers, cell phones, and cable television connections. Some privacy groups and competitors have said Microsoft's plans don't adequately safeguard confidential user information. In January, Chairman Bill Gates directed all employees of Microsoft to place a higher priority on making sure Microsoft products are reliable and don't compromise users' privacy. The Redmond, Washington-based company has provided additional training for its employees as part of the effort. Microsoft said the initiative would delay delivery of its server operating system. Many broadband subscribers in the United States are interested in paying for extra broadband services, but say their providers haven't offered the services. This is according to research from broadband software firm BroadJump and Midwave Research. 20% of DSL subscribers were interested in long-distance and wireless telephony services, but hadn't been offered them. 25% of cable subscribers were interested in digital cable, premium channels, and cable telephony, but hadn't been offered them. The research also found that the top internet applications used by home broadband users in the United States are file swapping, firewall software, brokerage and banking services, online digital imaging, and audio search engines. At least 43% of American local TV stations plan to miss the deadline set 5 years ago to commence broadcasting digital signals, according to the Federal Communications Commission. The FCC gave commercial stations until last Monday to file waivers from the May 1 deadline to have their digital TV stations built and operating. According to the agency, 562 stations filed for permission to miss the deadline. Another 160 stations haven't been granted FCC permits to build their digital TV stations. As a result, at least 43% of the nation's 1,309 commercial TV stations won't make the May 1st deadline. The UK government plans to archive all internet traffic and email have been singled out for a controversial award at this year's Big Brother Awards ceremony. The awards, established in 1998 by human rights watchdog Privacy International, are designed to expose the state's erosion of privacy, as well as honouring those that made an outstanding contribution to preserving privacy. The plan to store all communication data won in the most appalling project category. Saying that it was besieged with a massive denial-of-service attack that shut down users of its popular peer-to-peer file-swapping service Morpheus, Streamcast Networks has rolled out a new software tool using the open-source Netella technology. Streamcast Networks, formerly known as Music City Networks, introduced the Netella-based Morpheus Preview Edition after over 1 million of its users were shut out of the network 2 weeks ago due to what was originally believed to be a software glitch. Morpheus was previously based on a technology called FastTrack, licensed by company Shaman Networks. Streamcast at first pinned the shutdown on the fact that another FastTrack licensee, Kazaa, upgraded its software, making it incompatible with Morpheus. However, in a message posted on the company's website last week, Steve Griffin, the Streamcast Morpheus chief executive officer, blamed the shutdown on dual attacks, saying that the company's servers were hit by a massive denial of service attack and then were hit by a separate attack against their computer and Morpheus software programs. The second attack consisted of encrypted messages being repeatedly sent directly to users' computers, changing their registry settings, he said. Believing that the attacks were continuing for users who were trying to connect to the old Morpheus user network, the company switched to the new Nutella-based application, Griffin explained. The company said that it appeared as though the attacks came from the closed fast-track peer-to-peer network that Morpheus shared with rivals Kazaa and Grokster, implying that the shutdown may have been plotted by one of its competitors. Ironically, all three peer-to-peer applications are under fire from the US recording and motion picture industries, which have lodged copyright infringement suits against the parent companies. Cars in BMW's new line, the BMW 7 Series, are equipped with a special kind of window, the Microsoft kind. Microsoft Windows CE operating system will allow BMW drivers to navigate, make calls, and control many of the car's other features. The BMW 7 Series was launched in Germany last autumn and has just been released in the United States. The new line of BMWs use a navigating system from Siemens called the Siemens VDO Automotive AG, which includes Microsoft's operating system. Microsoft also recently announced the launch of Windows CE for Automotive version 3.5, the newest version of its software for cars based on Windows CE. Microsoft said last July that over the next year and a half, 9 automakers would ship cars with built-in devices that use the Windows CE operating system, which allow drivers to check their calendars or stock portfolios and use voice commands. Microsoft has been working with consultancy company Accenture to provide what it calls telematic services, a combination of telecom and data technology. One does wonder what would happen if the car performs an illegal operation and has to shut down. For the past month, and for the next 500 days or so, Free Radio Linux will transmit a computerized reading of the Linux operating system. We really wanted to develop something which was transparently about audio on the internet, which is why we came up with the Free Radio Linux, said Adam Hyde, one of the website's creators. What we thought we would do is build a speech bot that would read out the entire Linux source code live over the internet. The site, which streams in the new open source Ogg Vorbis format, is at radioqualia.com. That's radioqualia.va.com.au/freeradiolinux, all joined together. That address again is radioqualia.va.com.au/freeradiolinux. And what does it sound like? Well, if you get tired of listening to ACB radio, just take a brief listen to this.
Sign opening parenthesis x closing parenthesis asterisk 2 and sglfnt dix percent sign fp 0 comma percent sign fp 1 vertical bar and so forth hyphen minus sign opening parenthesis x closing parenthesis 2 slash opening square bracket exp opening parenthesis y closing.
Riveting, isn't it? That's news briefs for this week.